As college students settle back into their dorms and classes, a prominent Harvard professor is posing a provocative question. Given that many students are not active enough for their health, should the university impose a phys ed requirement? WBUR's Carrie Goldberg explores that question in this report.
Professor Daniel Lieberman studies how the human body evolved. He's best known for his starring role in the book Born to Run, about how well-suited we are for endurance running. But he also says we're hardwired to avoid exercise.
It's completely normal and natural to avoid unnecessary physical activity. I mean, that's an adaptation.
Trouble is, it was an adaptation to an environment of scarce food that forced humans to hunt and gather for miles, not to an environment of, say, university dining hall buffets. So Lieberman is proposing a campus discussion on whether Harvard should revive its phys ed requirement from before the Vietnam War era. He says he knows he may be starting a firestorm, that students might see a requirement as coercive. But, he argues, the university requires students to do all sorts of things for their own good. Think, study, take tests.
And so the question that we need to ask ourselves is, should we treat the body any differently than the mind? And I would argue that, you know, we're here for the student as a whole. And furthermore, there's, I think, a false division between the mind and the body. And the two are intrinsically related, and we shouldn't pretend otherwise.
If Harvard does bring back the phys ed requirement, that may help turn a tide that's long been running in the other direction, says Professor Brad Cardinal of Oregon State University. He published a study in 2013 that found a very different picture of physical education than back in the 1920s, when almost all American universities had phys ed requirements.
We found that right now we're at a all-time low for the physical education requirement, with just under 40% of institutions across the country offering a physical education requirement to graduate with a university or college degree.
Today, many colleges and universities have some of the most palatial gyms around, so administrators may feel their students' needs are met. But chances are they're not. Cardinal says less than half of American university students get as much physical activity as the basic national guidelines say they should. Surveys cited in Harvard Magazine find about one quarter of students at Harvard are not really active at all. On the brick sidewalk outside her Harvard dorm, sophomore Molly Levin says, yes, it's hard for some students to get enough exercise. The trouble is finding time and energy in a demanding academic environment.
It's like the easiest thing to push off because you're like, oh, I'll just exercise tomorrow. And when you're already exhausted, then the last thing you want to do is use more energy up.
Personally, she would support a phys ed requirement, but
I also know that there'd be a lot of backlash. It'd be very controversial. So I don't know if it would ever, go through. But I personally think it's a great idea. But like, I just came from the gym.
So what might a Harvard phys ed requirement look like? Could you just submit your Fitbit or your Pokemon Go data? Daniel Lieberman says that's all open to discussion. He favors the honor system and that any form of physical activity could count, from intramural sports to climbing stairs. His main point?
We can signal the university's desire to help encourage physical activity and, you know, find ways to prescribe it, nudge, push, maybe shove students in some way that's mutually acceptable. Because obviously, we're not going to do this unless the students buy in as well.
Lieberman says committee discussion of the idea of a phys ed requirement has begun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.